Why did you decide to have a school dog?
So, as a child, I grew up with dogs in my family, but when I was a very young girl, so when I was about 5, I was terrified of dogs, and I actually ran in front of a car when a dog was coming towards me because I was so scared of dogs. And because of that, my family, my mum and dad, decided to get a family dog so that I could get over my fear of dogs, and it really helped. And from that moment on, I fell in love with dogs. We've always had dogs in my family. But more recently, I've been doing a lot of reading and a lot of research about the benefits of dogs who are used as therapy dogs, because I know that dogs can help to improve people's well-being, and there's a lot of studies that show that dogs, just by having a dog around, it increases happiness hormones in the brain, and just makes just the very nature of having a dog near to you increases the parts of our brain that make us feel happy. They relieve stress, they improve our well-being. So I thought that would be a really good idea for people in the school, for everybody to be just around that, because it's always good to have those happiness hormones in our brain. But also, dogs can help children learn to read, which might sound like a bit of a funny thing, but it's true. And they can help children who might be a bit nervous about coming to school, who might have a bit of a tricky day, for example, on a Monday after having a really fun weekend at home, and might be a bit nervous of coming to school. They can help those children too. So there are lots of reasons why having a dog in school is going to benefit every single person in the school building, staff and pupils included.
How do you think Basil will help the school?
So I think Basil will help the school. I think Basil is already helping the school because already on a Monday, because everybody knows that he's coming to school every Monday to start with, already I've had lots of children who come up to me saying, oh, I was a bit worried about coming to school this morning, but then I remembered Basil was coming in, and so I quickly got excited, got dressed, had my breakfast, and couldn't wait to get to school. I think he will help the school because, and is already helping the school, because everybody is just really happy to see him. Everybody wants to see him. It's created a really nice increased the sense of community around the school and enjoyment. It will help children who aren't able to have a pet at home learn about the responsibility of looking after an animal. It will help children who maybe are a bit nervous and fearful of dogs get over their fear, if they want to get used to dogs. And it will help with anxiety, with well-being. Mrs. Singh, for example, took him for a walk this morning because she wanted to get a bit of fresh air. So that helped her physical well-being and her emotional well-being as well.
When do you think Basil will start coming into school more often?
So a big consideration when you are training a school dog is looking after their well-being as well. And so he's coming in one day a week at the moment because he needs to acclimatise, so get used to the surroundings of the school and the smells and the noises. And what happens during the school day, and he's definitely settling in and he's very calm and really enjoys it on his bed in my office. So soon, hopefully after half term or after the Easter holidays, he might start coming in a little bit more regularly than once a week. So over the next 12 to 18 months, we'll gradually increase his time in school, but really keeping an eye on his behaviour and his well-being as well.
How old is Basil?
Basil is 15 weeks old. So on Sunday, he will be 4 months old.
How long will it take to train him?
So when you train a dog, training actually lasts their whole life. And you've got to keep training them, keep going back and revisiting those skills, because it's a bit like us with our times tables. We can learn our times tables, but if we don't use them all the time, forget them. So with a dog, it's the same. So you train them, but then you've got to keep practicing the skills. But in terms of him being a therapy dog, he has to train for a year, and then between 12 and 18 months, he is allowed to sit an assessment. So it's called a pets as therapy assessment, temperament assessment, to make sure that he has learned all of the important skills that he needs to have in order to work as a therapy dog in school.
Has Basil got a favourite food?
Favourite food. He loves chicken. He loves a bit of chicken. He likes sausage. He also really likes strawberries and raspberries and cucumber. Sounds a bit odd, but he loves a bit of fresh fruit and vegetables on top of his food as well. But he does really enjoy a bit of chicken and sausage, which is what we use to help train him.
When Basil is in the school, does it take a lot of hard work to like keep him inside the room?
It doesn't take a lot of hard work to keep him in the room. So as you will see, he's always wearing his harness when he's in school. And we've got the gate, which can go in front of my door, which keeps him safe. And he has his crate, which is his safe place. So he's nice and secure in the office. If he ever leaves the office, he always has to be on his lead, so that, again, he's nice and secure and somebody's got a tight hold at the end of him. But he likes it in here. He's very calm in here. So keeping him in here is quite easy, actually.
Has Basil got a favourite toy?
Oh, he does. He likes playing with a ball outside, playing with a ball in the garden. So he enjoys chasing games. He enjoys things that he can chew on at the moment, because when puppies are the age that Basil is now, they go through a period of teething. So they lose, a bit like us, they lose all their baby teeth, and their adult teeth come through. And that's actually quite painful for their mouths, so he likes things that he can really chew on at the moment. So, like hard sticks, he's got an antler that he really likes chewing on, or sort of hard rope toys that he can really get his teeth into and give a good chew. But he does love in the garden chasing the ball around.
Yeah. Any other questions?
I think we're done now. Thank you for.
Thank you
for letting us interview.
Thank you very much, girls. Lovely interview. Really interesting questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Are you enjoying podcasting, girls?
Yeah.